You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM. We're vocal about local and thanks for your company. I hope you enjoy the next hour. We went straight in with the music this time and we had Mambo number 5. And the reason for that is because it's got a load of names in it. So if you haven't guessed already, the theme of this week's show is names. So we're going to take you on a name journey. There's a little bit of everything covering all the different years. And I hope you enjoy the music. Next up, we have Hey Mickey. And there's a story about this one, which I'll tell you about after the song.
Thank you.
That was Hey Mickey by Tony Basil. And I said there was a reason for playing that song. And the reason is, during the whole lockdown thing, we've all been Zooming everything. Well, I have. So there's been Zoom yoga, there's been Zoom Zumba, there's been Zoom coffee mornings, there's been Zoom everything. And one of the things I did was a Zoom art class. Well, actually, I did two. One was a drawing class and one was a painting class. So the painting class was with Eamon, and he runs Sligo Oil Painting. So you can look him up online, and if you fancy doing any of the paintings, he's got some great instructions there. So anybody can do it. Now, I don't paint with oil. I tried once. It never dried. It got covered in dog hairs. So now I'm firmly an acrylic person. So anyway, Hey Mickey, we're going completely off tangent as always. It was because one of the paintings we had to do was a portrait painting, and Eamon chose to do Michael D. Higgins. So we all did Michael D. Higgins. Well, I had more fun trying to get Michael D. Higgins right. And if you follow the blog, you'll have seen him. He went through a number of stages. He went from looking very, very pale and lifeless to looking like he'd been tangoed and had a fake tan. So anyway, I persevered. I kind of did the best I could. So Hey Mickey is in a celebration that I actually finished a painting. Actually, I did seven in the course of, I think it was it eight lessons over 4 or 5 weeks, something like that. Anyway, but I got really carried away and I did loads of paintings and actually really loved it. But it's not the same on a Zoom class as it would be if you're in real life, you know. But anyway, it was great fun. We might be doing another one. So on with the music. As I said, we're on the name theme this time. And the next song is Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. This is actually the name of Lawrence's sister. So if you're listening, Rhiannon, hello, and enjoy this one.
Bye.
That was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. They're a really great band. Never got to see them live. I don't know if I would now. I've heard mixed reviews about the latest concerts, but I suppose, you know, when we get on a bit in years, maybe the voices tend to go a bit. But let me know if you've seen them. I'd be interested to see what you think. Because we're on the name theme, I put in a song I really like that you would never normally hear on the radio. So it's not got the name in the title, but it's Phil Collins, and it's Don't Lose That Number, but in the middle of it, it says Billy. So that's my kind of loose connection there. So here we have Don't Lose That Number by Phil Collins from Genesis. Brilliant guy.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
I hope life has been good with you. It's certainly been different. I know the kids are back to school now, so there's a bit of routine for people, and I think that's probably a good thing. We might get an Indian summer, you never know. We've had a couple of storms. We've had Storm Ellen and Storm Francis. I always judge storms by whether or not they blow the bins over, and the last two didn't. So in my eyes, that's not really a storm. It was more of a bit of a wind. But I suppose they have to kind of give us the guideline that it might be bad. But I know one of them, I think Storm Ellen was a red warning, and we really didn't get it bad at all. There was a bit of wind and a bit of rain, but nothing major. So as we're on the name game, we were trying to put in songs that were our names. I don't particularly like the song that's named after me, so I'm not going to play it. But I'm going to do two back to back now. The first one is for Lucy. So it's Lucy in the Sky, and it's by the Beatles. And then after that, we have Johnny Be Good, and this is for Jono. So that was kind of the nearest we could find, and there's a story, well, that I'm going to tell you a bit more about that after I've played the two back to back.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Celebrate flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Ah!
heard Lucy in the Sky. I've great love, I suppose, for the Beatles. I didn't see them obviously live, but I've seen the bootleg Beatles, and we were over in Liverpool some years ago and we took a drive round some of the landmarks. So if you think Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane, we drove down Penny Lane and it was great to see the places that you would have heard in the songs. They're really nothing like you imagine them to be. You know, I think when the fans go and visit, they've put a lot of graffiti there, so it kind of takes away from it a bit. But anyway, it's well worth going to see. And there's also bus tours of the area. So if you wanted to go and see, whenever we travel again, where the Beatles wrote about, you can do a tour and they'll take you to all the different areas and you'll see the barber shop and you'll see all of that thing. So it's a bit of fun, and the Cavern Club and all of that. So it's well worth doing. And why did I play Johnny B. Goode? As I said, for Jono, the nearest connection that we could have. And I suppose when I was choosing that song, when I was going to play that song, I was thinking about Back to the Future because it's in that film. I don't know if you've seen Back to the Future. There's three of the films anyway. The first one was fantastic. The second one was, yeah, it was okay. The third one, I'm not even going to talk about it. So I was just thinking, what would it be like if we went back in time? You know, would you want to go back in time? And I think I would, because when you think of Ireland and how it used to be, there were different railways, there was all kinds of things that have long been forgotten about. And just to see, I suppose, how people lived and things like that, and maybe different moments in history, like as long as you'd be safe and, you know, not get blown up or something in the middle of a war, because that would be awful. But then I was thinking, imagine if somebody from a time gone by went forward in time and landed in 2020. What would they think? You know, we would have no clue that this was going to happen and that people were going to be walking around with masks and things like that and social distancing and pubs would be shut and life would change and the planes would stop. You'd have no clue. Like this time last year, you know, you just wouldn't have thought it. And I remember like seeing in the new year and going, oh, 2020 is going to be a great year. And then everything stopped. So I don't know, I suppose be careful what you wish for as well. But I'd certainly love to go back in time just to see what it was like. And I know there's some hypnotists out there. I don't know if any of you believe in hypnotism. I've actually been hypnotized. It was interesting. But there's some that do the past life regression. And I wonder, like, was I here before? It would be kind of cool to go back, but kind of scary as well. So anyway, the next song, we're still on names, and this is Annie by Kid Creole. Kid Creole are one of Andy's favourite bands. So this, well, I suppose Annie, we might sing Andy in this. So this is Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCR FM.
And the Coconuts and Annie, another great band. Never saw them live, seen them on video, and it really looked like they were having a bit of fun. So that's kind of 80s theme, and we're going to stick with the 80s. And the next song is Rio. I could have played that in the last one, the Around the World theme, but I only thought about it afterwards, and that tends to happen. I play songs and then I go, oh, I could have played that. So this is Duran Duran and Rio.
Cherry ice cream smile, I said.
you believe we're so far into the hour and I haven't mentioned afternoon tea or cake, which is really a travesty. So I'm going to tell you now about we went to Drumcora City. It's really funny because it's called Drumcora City and it's in the heartlands of Leitrim. You'd never know it was there. I don't know why it's called City. But anyway, if you can imagine a Wild West ranch in the middle of Ireland, then you've got the idea. It's an absolute stunning place. And it is like a cowboy ranch. They have every year a festival called Cowboys and Heroes. And people come from all over the place and really embrace their inner cowboy. So we went along to have some food there. There's a lovely restaurant in the place. It's a saloon bar actually, and you're sitting there and you could almost imagine John Wayne coming in at any minute. But the food was amazing. See, we can't have a show without me talking about food, because it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be me. So anyway, I had buffalo cauliflower wings. Yeah, I know, cauliflower wings. I didn't know cauliflowers could fly or had wings, but anyway, they were really, really nice. And now I'm kind of obsessed because I'd like to make them myself or find out where I could buy them. They were like done in batter and then they were either fried or done in the oven, and they were covered in like this barbecue ranch style sauce. And then because I'm a pig, I had nachos as well, which were lovely. That I had the vegetarian ones and they were like covered in all different kinds of toppings. And then because I really, really am a pig and there was cake on the menu, I had to have a dessert, and I went for Eton Mess, which would be one of my favourites. So it's meringue and cream and berries. Are you hungry now? Because I am. And underneath it all, like, it was the biggest dessert I've ever had in my life. And that's saying something, because I've had a lot of desserts. But underneath it all was like strawberry ice cream. I couldn't finish it. It beat me. But then when I got home then, I was like drooling about thinking about it. And in hindsight, like, they have places to stay there. They have these little wooden pods so you can go glamping. So you're overlooking like the lake. It's Drumcora Lake, and you can go glamping there. So kind of, I was, in hindsight, I should have gone for sleep. You know, like when you've had so much to eat at Christmas and then all you want to do is sleep. And I actually got home and I went for a nap, which is a bit sad really, but you know, needs must and all that. But it was fabulous and I'd go back there again. It actually felt like a holiday, I think, because it took a little while to get there. And because it was something so different, I felt like I'd been away. So it was really, really good. So now I'm kind of planning where I'm going to go and eat something next, because there's so many great food places out there and they really need our support now. Especially now more than ever because of the COVID thing and the fact that people aren't traveling and things like that. So if you've got a good place to suggest for me to go and have something to eat, especially cake or anything like that, anything like where I'm going to go, wow, that was great, do tell me, because I'd love to know. So I know Mayo North have been putting up some great photos of food, so there's a good load for me to check out there and in Ballinar and the surrounding areas. And I've already talked before about the On the Way Cafe down in Killala. So there really are some great places. And actually, Foxford Woolen Mills, if you get a chance to go there, their banoffee pie is out of this world. And it's really, it's a great cafe too. And there's an amazing story. So I'm yapping way too much. So we're going to go on with the music. And the next song is Mary's Prayer.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day, she says, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prayer? Suddenly the heavens rolled. Suddenly the rain came down. Suddenly was washed away. Celebrate. I made such a big mistake when I was Mary's prayer. So if I say, save me, save me, save me, be the light in my eyes. If I say, save me, save me, leave a light on in heaven for me. Blessed is the one who shakes.
can celebrate. I made such a big mistake when I was Mary's friend. So if I say
save me, save me,
be the light in my eyes. If I see
ten Hail Marys,
leave a light on in heaven.
Save me,
save me, be the light in my eyes. If I see
ten Hail Marys,
leave a light on in heaven for me. If you want your fruit to fall, have to give the tree a shake. If you shake the tree too hard, bow is gonna break. If I can't reach the top of the tree, Mary, you can blow me up there. What I wouldn't give to be when I was Mary.
Mary's Prayer by Danny Wilson. I really liked that band when they were out, but they only really had a couple of hits. I don't know if they're still going now or not. Perhaps they are. So do let me know if you want any requests for the next show. We haven't decided what it's going to be yet, but we have all different ideas in our heads. And Jono is my sound man, so he puts everything together. And then it's like a family thing where we all decide what the theme's going to be. So we've got different ideas, days of the week, we've got travel, we've got all different things, hobbies. There's songs really about everything, and I kind of think a theme is nice. It kind of ties everything together. So we'll go on with the music. We've got Oasis this time, another song that doesn't have a name in the title, but it has the name Sally in it. So it's Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCR FM.
You've seen
was Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, or as the kids used to sing, So Sally. Because So Sally can wait. I don't know what she was waiting for, but she was obviously waiting for something. So that was when they were young. So you're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea. I'm on BCR FM, and the theme this year is all about names and songs with names and things like that. So I hope that you're enjoying the music. There's really a little bit of everything in there. And we're kind of coming to the end of the hour now. It flew for me. I don't know, did it fly for you? I hope that you've enjoyed the music and the mix and the chat and everything. So before we go, I'm going to play two songs to play you out. And the first one is Grace Kelly by Mika. And I really like the story behind this. Mika was being interviewed by record labels, and they wanted him to change the way he sounded. They wanted him to sound more like Craig David, and they wanted him to look like Craig David as well. So he was saying, you know, there's already a Craig David, I just want to be me. So he wrote the lyrics to Grace Kelly. So that's why he's saying, you know, all the things he could be, but he really wanted to be himself. So that's quite it's a cheery song, but you wouldn't really think about the meaning behind it, or I didn't really till I was looking it up. So, and then the final song is Rosanna by Toto. And the reason I'm playing that is because when I finished recording the Round the World show last time, I was thinking, you know, we should have played Africa by Toto, and I'd forgotten all about it. So we're playing Toto this time, and it's Rosanna. And so I'll sign off for now. Thanks a million for listening. Thanks to Mayo North for being my sponsors. And thanks to BCR FM and Adele for giving me the airtime. And for Jono, my sound man, who does such a fantastic job on producing the show. So I'll speak to you next time. Take care. Bye.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
like you could ever get for me, Roseanne.